I call the president. President, we need a National Guard. We need as many men as you can spare, because we are killing the Patriots. So call the dogs off. Send the National Guard, please. They need emergency help.
That ball hit hard. Stretch. Austin Jackson back looks up. You can put it on the board. Yes. Back to back, Jack. And it is 4-1.
Jackson has it. The All-American tight end is going in. And Oklahoma takes the lead on a 71-yard touchdown play.
I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from there.
Yo. Welcome back to the Fix Sports Podcast, which is the realest and blackest sports podcast you have ever heard or indulged in your entire life. Coming straight from the south, going down, audio shop talk, straight in your ear hole, like we post to, like when you talking with your uncle, your cousin, your brother, your friend, everybody, y'all sitting around, y'all eating crabs and sunflower seeds to talk about sports. That's how we get down, how we get down. I am your southern sports connoisseur, Joseph Ward, and we're going to get it in, how we get it in, do how we do it, and be how we be, love how we love, live how we live. You feel me? Because if you don't feel me, you got to be dead. Even if you dead, shit, feel me anyway. You know what I'm talking about? That's how we do. So, hey, man, right here on the Freedom Train Network, www.freedomtrainradio.com, where we are the premier media outlet for Black America. We are the number one media outlet for Black America. So whatever type of media you need, the Freedom Train Network provides it for Black America. Move over, BET. Move over, TV1, and all you other outlets, because the Freedom Train Network is right here, and we're putting it down how we put it down. Yeah, buddy. So as you know, the Fix Sports Podcast is brought to you by On the Shoulders of Giants. And On the Shoulders of Giants delivers African history at your fingertips and on the go through the On the Shoulders of Giants book series, which has On the Shoulders of Giants Volume 1, North America, On the Shoulders of Giants Volume 2, Central America, and On the Shoulders of Giants Volume 3, South America, is being written right now. Then you have the On the Shoulders of Giants African History Curriculum app. You have the blog. You have the YouTube channel. You have the nonprofit organizations, as well as you can contact On the Shoulders of Giants and have someone come out, do speeches, lectures, keynote engagements, educational classes, family reunions, bar mitzvahs, circumcisions, funerals, whatever happened, little pookie get out of jail, somebody scab they knee up, you know, somebody just get their eyebrows done, somebody get the teeth pulled, somebody get the hemorrhoids removed. On the Shoulders of Giants can come out and deliver African history information in any form or fashion that you need. All you got to do is visit www.ontheshoulders1.com or www.ontheshoulders.org. We get it in how we get it in. Support your homeboy. Oh, yeah. So we got a lot to get into. We know we're going to have some fun. Shout out to Cam and Mike for Nothing But Moon Podcast coming down with us on Friday and rocking with me. So shout out to them brothers. Make sure y'all check it out. Nothing Above the Moon Podcast. You dig? So today on this magnificent, moonlit, meritorious Monday, I just threw words out of that. This is what we talk about. So our HBCU spotlight, we're talking about four HBCU baseball players who were drafted in this latest MLB draft, Major League Baseball draft. The latest moves in NBA free agency. It's been kind of quiet with the latest moves. Give you an update on everything. Give you an update on the World Cup. We're down to the Final Four in the World Cup, and we're going to talk about how that happened. The legend, Willie O'Ree, is finally inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. We're going to praise him and then trash the NHL for just not doing it. Maryland is being subpoenaed by the FBI for all this NCAA scandal and stuff that's going on. So now University of Maryland has been brought into it. Off-topic shit, I'm going to be talking about reading and critical thinking and why it's vital to someone's success. Reuben Foster has been cleared of those domestic violence charges and things, and back in the NFL, back with the 49ers, and been suspended 2 games. So we're going to talk about that. Now former safety of the Seattle Seahawks, Cam Chancellor, decided to retire. So we're going to talk about that. Terrell Owens is giving his Hall of Fame speech, what he wanted to give it to. I kind of like this story, I ain't going to lie. I kind of like civil. I like civil disobedience. I like that. T.O. fucking with him. I like that. So, we're going to talk about Trump and his latest tirade on the NFL, which is kind of funny. And our weekly rant is aimed at this dude named Jim Jordan, this politician named Jim Jordan, who allegedly knew about male students being sexually molested and raped at Ohio State and did nothing about it, turned a blind eye, allegedly. Allegedly, whatever, you know. So that's how we get down. So, it's time for our HBCU spotlight. So, 4 HBCU players drafted by Major League Baseball in 2018. Go Players, Go Players, Go Players, Go Players. Major League Baseball's first year player draft recently wrapped up with 1,204 players ready to take their games to the next level in their baseball professional careers. Historically, black colleges and universities produced 4 athletes selected this year. Schools representing those players taken from HBCUs include Winston-Salem University, Prairie View A&M University, Grambling State University, and Alabama State University. The draft marks more than 30 consecutive years that HBCU baseball programs have had a player drafted professionally. That's what's up. The 4 players who were drafted include the following: Randy Norris, who was taken in the 19th round, draft pick number 556. He's an outfielder from Winston-Salem State, and he was drafted by the San Francisco Giants. Randy. The next player was Darren Williams. He was drafted in the 26th round, the number 781st pick. He's a right-handed pitcher who comes from Prairie View A&M, and he was drafted by the Anaheim Angels. Darian. Marshawn Taylor is the next player. He was drafted in the 28th round. He's the 849th pick. Played the shortstop from Grambling State. He was drafted by the Arizona Diamondbacks. Marshawn. Get it in. Then we got Ray Hernandez, who was drafted in the 29th round, who was the 863rd pick, was an infielder from Alabama State, who was drafted by the Atlanta Braves. Raymond! So shout out to these 4 gentlemen for being drafted into the Major League Baseball. Of course, you know, they got to go up through the ranks and things like that, but I wish these gentlemen well, wish them much luck, wish them much success in their future. No, they don't really give too much information on. Really go deep into the stories, but kind of give us information about these 3 gentlemen. So, Ray Hernandez, Marshawn Taylor, Darren Williams, Randy Norris, and all of us here at the Fix Sports Podcast and the Freedom Train Network, and my homeboy in a little shirt and my studio audience like to give y'all a round of applause. Already. Yeah, Randy, and my dog, Darian, and my son, followed up with my dog, Ray. So Ray Hernandez, Marshawn Taylor, Darian Williams, and Randy Norris, you gentlemen are stars in my book. That's why we want to shine our spotlight on you. So much success to you gentlemen in the future. Oh, as y'all see, hell, I make up my own sound effects. Why wait for other sound effects when you can make up your own sound effects? And you can, but everybody ain't out there like me either. So yeah, my parents found me by a garbage can when I was 3 months old. I was abandoned by my original family. My family now found me by the garbage can. I'm lying. My mama crazy as shit. My daddy crazy as shit. So that's why I'm crazy. Philip, you feel me? You understand? You feel me? Hey, y'all ever been in a conversation with somebody? Like a black hood dude? You know what I'm saying? Feel me, dog? Hey, dog, feel me, shit. You know what I'm saying, dog? You feel me, dog? You know, hey, feel me, know what I'm saying, dog? You know what I'm saying, dog? Feel me, dog? No, feel me, dog? You know what I'm saying? Feel me, dog? Feel me, dog? Know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Feel me, dog? Feel me, dog? Know what I'm saying? Hey, bruh. Feel me, dog? Feel me, bruh. You feel me? You understand? Feel me? Feel me, dog? Bruh. Feel me? You know what I'm talking about? They saying all that. But they ain't said nothing. Like, I don't know. I don't feel you, and I don't understand, because I don't know what you're talking about, because you ain't said nothing. But feel me, dog, know what I'm saying? I understand. Feel me, dog, know what I'm talking about? Feel me, dog, bruh. That's all you said. But, yeah, I just want to ask y'all that. If you have had that comment on my post, Twitter, Facebook, all these meetings that we put out, comment, just let me know. We can have a conversation. We could be friends. You can talk to me. I'm approachable. When you see me in the grocery store, just say, hey. That's it. All right, so NBA free agency update, everything that's going on. So it was another slow day in the NBA on Saturday, as the only moves of free agency were Jonas Jerebko's release from the Utah Jazz and subsequent signing by the Golden State Warriors, Al Jefferson's exodus to China, and a three-team trade sending Timothy Mozgov, Jerry and Grant to Orlando Magic, Bismack Biyombo to the Charlotte Hornets, and Julian Stone to the Chicago Bulls. Other than that, there was almost nothing of note. We got no new news on restricted free agents like Clint Capella, Jabari Parker, and Marcus Smart. And veterans like Dwayne Wade, Jamal Crawford, and Isaiah Thomas remain unsigned as well due to this year's unique cap situation. It wouldn't be surprised to see this drag into August for updates and analysis. You know, make sure you tune in to the fix. I got your head. So, just a rundown on the free agent signings and things that have happened, the moves. Of course, you know, LeBron James to the Lakers, 4 years, $154 million. Kevin Durant signed back to the Warriors, 2 years, $61.5 million. Paul George to the Thunder, 4 years, $137 million. Chris Paul to the Rockets, 4 years, $160 million. DeAndre Jordan to the Mavericks, 1 year, $24.1 million. Aaron Gordon to the Magic, $84 million. J.J. Redick back to the 76ers, one year, $12 million. Trevor Ariza with the Suns, with 1 year, $15 million. Derek Favors to the Jazz, 2 years, $36 million. Will Barton to the Nuggets, 4 years, $54 million. Fred VanVleet to the Raptors, for 2 years, $18 million. Rajon Rondo to the Lakers, 1 year, $9 million. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope to the Lakers, 1 year, $12 million. Rudy Gay staying with the Spurs, 1 year, $10 million. Joe Harris to the Nets, 2 years, $16 million. Elfrid Payton to the Pelicans for 1 year, $2.7 million. Nerlens Noel to the Thunder, 2 years, $3.5 million. Dirk to the Mavericks, 1 year, $5 million. Aronson Ilyasova to the Bucks, 3 years, $21 million. Aaron Baines to the Celtics, 2 years, $11 million. Ed Davis to the Nets, 1 year, $4.4 million. Jeremiah Grant to the Thunder, 3 years, $27 million. Marco Bellinelli to the Spurs, 2 years, $12 million. Lance Stevenson to the Lakers, 1 year, $4.4 million. Mario Hezonja to the Knicks, 1 year, $6.5 million. Doug McDermott to the Pacers, 3 years, $22 million. JaVale McGee to the Lakers on a league minimum. Julius Randle to the Pelicans for $18 million. Seth Curry to the Blazers for 2 years, $6 million. DeMarcus Cousins. Seth Curry don't get no love, man. Y'all still show some Seth Curry some love, man. DeMarcus Cousins, we know, to the Warriors, 1 year, $5.3 million. Avery Bradley to the Clippers, 2 years, 25. Amir Johnson to the 76ers, 1 year on the league minimum. Ryan Brokehoff to the Mavericks for 2 years. They don't say have no amount. Dwight Howard to the Wizards, 1 year, 5.3. Tony Parker to the Hornets. If y'all didn't know, yes, Tony Parker is no longer with the San Antonio Spurs. Tony Parker is now with the Charlotte Hornets for 2 years, $10 million. Ian Clark going to the Pelicans for 1 year, no money attached to this. Zach LaVine to the Kings, which was matched by the Bulls for 4 years, $80 million. Kyle Anderson to the Grizzlies, 4 years, $37 million. And Jonas Jerebko to the Warriors. Oh, yeah, Joseph Ward to the Freedom Train Network for $175 million, 4 years, $175 million. I got my money. I ain't got to strip no more. I ain't got to sell my body on Backpage.com no more. So, yeah, man, so that's just a little update to NBA free agency. And I got a chance to watch, I peeked in a little bit of the NBA Summer League games yesterday. It was, I think it was the Knicks and the Hawks. And, the Hawks played somebody, but I know Young Buck from the Knicks, the dude, I forgot his name, but he balled out. Trae Young had 21-11 for the Hawks. And then the Suns played the Kings, so that was Marvin Bagley versus Ayton. Bagley can do a little more than Ayton. Ayton is stronger than Bagley. But they both played okay. They both got a lot to learn, but. You know, NBA going to be coming along, so we're going to keep you updated on shit and things and all this stuff that's going on with the NUBA or the NBA as we know it today. How you like me? Not gold teeth on a smile trying to take me out to get a bunch of steel, but wow. Buckle up. Knuckle up. Hoo-hoo! Sound of the troops. Hoo-hoo! Sound of the troops. Hoo-hoo! Sound of the troops. Hoo-hoo! Sound of the Oh, yeah. That messed me up. Yeah. All right. So, soccer, y'all. Talk about this soccer. And what happened? So, we're down to our final four. So, the quarterfinals happened. And Uruguay faced France, Brazil faced Belgium, Sweden faced England, and Russia faced Croatia. Uruguay lost to France. So France advances. Belgium beat Brazil. I'm mad. No! Sitting in a ghetto thinking about my Brazilians gone away. Doing all down with the soccer game. That's how me and my boys would play. How could it be? Somebody took Brazil from me. My favorite team's gone. And I'm so all alone. I really miss Brazil now, even though they're gone away. I know they're in a better place. They're in a worse place, and I hope to see them 4 years from now. I used to hang with Brazil, used to bang with Brazil, used to slang with Brazil. Man, I miss Brazil. Don't you know they getting tripped, putting goals in the hole, and their mama just don't know they're playing soccer down the road. They're trying to get in with another World Cup, but they sit and they went and they got fucked up. Belgium said, nah, Brazil, we ain't about that old fuck shit, so you ain't finna get on down, and you not gonna take this, so. Yeah, my bad. I got caught up, but yeah. So, Belgium, France beat Uruguay 2-0. Brazil loses to Belgium 2-1. Sweden loses to England 2-0. And Russia loses to Croatia. 2-2 was the score of the game and in the regulations, but Croatia edged out Russia in penalty kicks 4-3. So, Tuesday, July 10th, tomorrow, what we got to look forward to is France versus Belgium, which would be a great match in the Final Four. France versus Belgium at 2 p.m. And then Wednesday on July 11th, we have Croatia and England at 2 p.m. So the Final Four in the 2018 World Cup. Who will win? Who will lose? Who will draw? Who will lay on the ground longest, run around in fake agony as if someone severed their legs? Who shall it be to see? I'm wild today. I don't know. I just got phones in my heart today. But it's all good. So the Final Four of the Final Four of the World Cup is here. So it's all good. Make sure y'all tune in. Fox Sports. Make sure y'all tune in. So the NHL finally decided they wanted to get up off that bullshit. Or the Hockey Hall of Fame, put it like that. Decide they want to get up off that bullshit and induct Willie O'Ree into the Hockey Hall of Fame. So let's read it. The National Hockey League announced on Tuesday that Willie O'Ree will be inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in the Builders category in 2018. In addition to being the first black player in the NHL, the impact that O'Ree has had on the hockey community in San Diego is extremely significant. As a player, O'Ree played 7 seasons with the San Diego Gulls while they were in the Western Hockey League. From 1967 to 1974, O'Ree played 407 games with the Gulls and had 153 goals and 151 assists for 304 points. He also played 1 season for the San Diego Hawks in the old Pacific Hockey League in 1978 to 1979. Where he had 21 goals and 21 assists for 46 points in 53 games. Going down. After retirement, O'Ree was working at a San Diego hotel when he was hired by the NHL to be the director of youth development for its diversity task force. The NHL put the nonprofit task force in place to encourage minorities to play hockey. It hasn't been working that good. In 2008, O'Ree was honored twice in San Diego. He was recognized by San Diego University for his outstanding commitment to diversity and cross-cultural understanding and was inducted into the San Diego Hall of Champions as an athlete. O'Ree was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame with current NFL Commissioner Gary Bettman. Okay. Canadian Olympic gold medalist Martin Brodeur. One time for Martin. Jaina Hefford and Martin St. Louis, and former Soviet star Alexander, whose last name I can't say. So, one time for Willie O'Ree, one time for Willie O'Ree, one time for Willie O'Ree, going into the Hockey Hall of Fame, yeah. Willie O'Ree, Willie O'Ree. Put your hands together for Willie O'Ree. Hockey Hall of Fame, 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 Hockey Hall of Fame. What the hell took y'all so long to end up Willie O'Ree into the Hockey Hall of Fame? What the hell took so long? Willie O'Ree should have been inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. Hell took so long. See. Y'all want folk to play your game, but y'all don't want to recognize folk. Willie O'Ree should have been inducted to the Hockey Hall of Fame. What the hell took y'all so long? See, that's why we have to make sure we build our own and have our own. We need our own sports leagues. We need our own sports award shows. We need our own way to recognize and tell our people from our community that we appreciate them and we love them. Willie O'Ree, the sports community, the black community, we appreciate you and we love you for your contributions, my brother, for all that you have done. Definitely for the world of sports and contributions. Hockey Hall of Fame, what the hell took y'all so long? Y'all tripping took y'all so long. If he's such a pioneer, if he's so groundbreaking, you should have been had him inducted into the Hall of Fame. Yeah, I said it. Cry two tears in the bucket. Fuck it. Let's take it to the stage. All right, so moving on. Maryland is subpoenaed by FBI College. Maryland subpoenaed in FBI College basketball corruption investigation. And they got a black dude. Who they looking at? Diamond Stone during his time at Maryland. A grown man named Diamond. That boy named Diamond? Yikes. University of Maryland acknowledged Friday that it has been subpoenaed as part of the FBI's investigation into corruption in college basketball, according to Pat Ford of Yahoo Sports. Per Jeff Urban of 24/7 Sports, Maryland released information regarding two subpoenas it received. One is related to former Terrapin center Diamond Stone, and the other concerns Kansas forward Silvio De Sousa, who was recruited by Maryland. In February, Ford and Pete Tamil released a report based on federal documents related to the investigation. Several high-profile schools, players, and coaches were named in the report. Maryland released the following statement to reference the subpoenas, according to Urban. On March 15th, 2018 and June 29th, 2018, the university received grand jury subpoenas for documents related to the ongoing federal investigation of college basketball. The university complied with the subpoenas by providing responsive records. None of the responsive records shows evidence of any violations of applicable laws or NCAA bylaws by university coaches, staff, or players. The university has cooperated and will continue to cooperate fully with the ongoing federal investigation. Ford and Tamil reported that a balance sheet for the ASM Sports Agency listed Stone as receiving $14,303 in loans. Per Urban, the first subpoena asked for information about contact between Maryland employees and Christian Dawkins. Dawkins was an associate of ASM Sports agent Andy Miller, and he is alleged to have been the middleman in the allocation of impermissible benefits to multiple college basketball players. While Stone's name was redacted, Urban noted that sources confirmed he is the player in question in the following passage from the subpoena. Any documents, including communications regarding or relating to former Maryland student athlete, redacted, including but not limited to documents referring or regarding any improper payments or benefits provided to families, to redacted family or representative of redacted family. And they're talking about Stone when they say redacted. Took that shit back. Additionally, the first subpoena asked for the personnel file of Maryland associate coach Orlando Ransom. Stone spent the 2015-2016 season at Maryland, averaging 12.5 points, 5.4 rebounds, 1.6 blocks before entering the NBA draft. He was selected in the second round by the New Orleans Pelicans and immediately traded to the Los Angeles Clippers. Stone has bounced around with multiple teams, but is currently part of the Utah Jazz Summer League roster. The second subpoena is related to one of De Sousa's handlers who allegedly asked Kansas for money to repay a school he was supposed to attend. Maryland was among the schools that heavily recruited De Sousa. That subpoena asked for any documents, including communications regarding or relating to the recruitment, eligibility, and or amateur status of prospective student athlete Silvio De Sousa. So let's take a moment. Start acting like motherfuckers don't know they be playing these players to play in these college sports. We know these players get paid to play these sports. Some of these schools, the only way you can get players to come to your school is to pay them. You're not going to win. You don't have a history of winning. You don't have a track record of being a great program. But what you're doing is you're paying this player or these players to come to your school to play. They have raised the profile of said school. But to sit here and act like we don't know that players get paid to play ball, you're crazy as fuck. We know they get paid. And the way in hell some of these players should end up going to some of these schools. But they give them and keep them supplied with sex and money. Sex and money, man. On the recruiting trips, on these trips, you know, come on, man. We know what happened in college, man. We know what happened on these trips. We know how they bribe some of these players. Just start acting like we don't know this, what has happened. Now, what we don't know was who all was involved and what all schools was involved. Let's not act like college athletics don't have a history of doing what it got to do to get to where it need to get. And especially if that player goes to the NBA or the NFL or whatever, then looks back and say, hey, I love said school. And then said school's profile is raised. Because said player, said person said, I love said school. Right? So let's not act like the bribery doesn't happen. The bribery exists. Players get paid to go to college, to go play basketball, baseball, football at these schools that otherwise would not have these players at their school. They wouldn't. Let's not act like we don't know that these players otherwise would not be attending these damn schools. So, we don't know what all the FBI is going to find. We know some of the things that have been found. And yeah, you know, we're going to keep you updated on it. But hey, follow the money and you follow the corruption. And you find the corruption, you find the fuckboys and you follow the money. But once again, college athletes should be paid. College athletes should be paid or allowed to earn off their name and likeness. Be allowed to earn. If you're not going to pay them, allow them to earn off their likeness and their name and their talents and their abilities. The same way you earn, the same way these schools earn off these players' likeness, name, and abilities. All right? It's not like that don't happen. People know. All right, Maryland, keep your head up, Maryland. Keep your head up. Keep your head up. You better, Maryland. You're better. So, our off-topic shit. You know, every Monday we give you our off-topic shit. And this week, off-topic shit. It's off-topic, but it ain't off-topic. Totally off-topic. But off-topic is the art of reading and the art of critical thinking. They have to be developed and they have to be skills that are mastered because they are vital to your success. And why am I talking about this? Because we live, especially I'm in black communities, we live in communities and places where athletics and entertainment reign supreme. But people don't understand to have long-term success, reading and critical thinking has to be tools that are often sharpened and used for you to, A, become successful, and B, maintain success over time, and C, have something to show for all of the work and time that you put in. Because if you have nothing to show for it, you fucked up. Right? You spent all that time doing all these things. And then, you know, playing these sports and doing what you do to not be able to reap the benefits, long-term benefits of your labor. Like, that's garbage Basically, it's like we got to stop setting our kids up to go goddamn broke. Let me just say it like that. Fuck beating around the bush. We got to stop setting our goddamn kids up to just be dumbass athletes who just make other people more money than they will ever make in their entire life. Set yourself up like, I love what LeBron James has done. Kevin Garnett and all these players. Like I said last week, Kevin Garnett is the highest paid NBA player as far as NBA salaries of all time. You got LeBron, you're going to have LeBron, you're going to have Chris Paul, you got Tim Duncan, you got Kobe Bryant, you got Kevin Garnett. It was one other player. I can't remember the player's name off the top of my head. But we're still talking about reading and critical thinking. Contracts, being able to utilize contracts to your advantage and not get got. It's like they get mad at players for holding out or doing these certain things to make to maneuver themselves and put themselves in position to win financially with the league. That's called goddamn critical thinking. That's because a plan was created for you to be successful. It was more than just, I want to play basketball. I want to play football. And that's it. I want to be rich. Because think about it. Every black player's dream is to get rich so they can buy their mama a house. Think about it. Every black athlete's dream is to get rich so they can buy their mother a house. But if you don't know what the fuck you're doing, you ain't going to do nothing but create debt and hardship for your mother after you buy her that goddamn house. Hell, will you even be able to purchase the house if you don't know what the hell you're doing? Like, if you can't read, like, if you can't do something simple or basic and rudimentary as reading, being able to understand the language of the contract. If you can't understand the language of the contract, you're going to lose. If you don't understand, like just in general conversations, if you don't understand the vernacular that's being used, you're going to lose. If you don't understand how to communicate with different people on different levels about different things, especially when we talk about finances, you're going to lose. And I know that we set our community, and within our community, we set ourselves up to be losers. We set ourselves up to be financial losers because the arts of critical thinking and reading are not utilized, cultivated, and ultimately just looked upon as vital to the advancement and the sustainability of empires, like the creation of empires. Like Black America, we too can create empires. We too can. And we too can use these various vehicles to just not just be rich, but build generational wealth, build something for ourselves that we could pass on to the next, you know, to the next generation, not just make money, not just say, hey, I'm a basketball player, I'm a football player, I play baseball, or I play hockey, or I was a boxer or something like this. It's like, you know, we know what we see. People want the houses. They want the houses. They want the riches. They want the women. They want the cars. They want the jewelry. They want the expensive trips around the world. They want all these things. And I'm not saying you can't have these things. But what I am saying is if you prioritize your finances correctly, if you manage your finances correctly, if you understand the need to have full control of your finances, if you understand the need to really just master finances, master economics, if you understand that, we would win more. More of us would win. We would think more of a owner, more of a boss mentality, rather than having the mentality of somebody who just want to take a bribe, who just want to be a part of somebody's something. You can't pass on somebody else's something to your next generation. But at the core of that, the foundation goes back to reading and critical thinking. If you can't read the contract, if you don't understand the basic language that's on the contract, you're going to lose. The contract is telling you one thing, but you are reading and thinking something else. You don't understand these words. You spend your time scrolling through Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and all the other goddamn social media thingies. We spend so much time making sure our kids know how to catch and run. But we don't spend enough time making sure our kids understand, like, or take advantage of educational pursuits or intellectual pursuits. Reading, master writing, master understanding, master the art of speaking. Being able to accurately articulate your point. But no, we spend too much goddamn time on trying to make the next Michael Jordan or the next Emmitt Smith or whatever. Look, sports ain't going no damn well. Remember, sports need black folk. Sports need black folk. Nobody want to watch the NFL with a bunch of white boys. Nobody wants to watch the NBA with a bunch of white boys. Hell, don't nobody want to watch baseball with a bunch of white boys. These leagues need the black talent. They need the black talent, but the black talent, we have to stop setting our children up to just be workers. We have to start setting our children up to be owners, to think with a ownership mentality, with the manager's mentality, of a supervisor's mentality, of the mentality of people. I am in control of this operation. So therefore, I think critically. I understand what's going on around me. I can read fluently. And we need to start making sure our children know more than one language. But the language of economics, we need to be proficient in. And I just want to drop that on you. And my friends, that is my off-topic shit. I just want to say that. Just want to go off-topic a bit. That's my off-topic shit, which is not all the way off-topic, but it's off-topic because I'm talking about critical thinking and reading. But critical thinking and reading are two things that I feel we need to put more goddamn time in when we talk about our kids to make sure they know and understand what's going on around. So, yeah, off-topic shit. Let me move on. So, San Francisco 49ers linebacker Reuben Foster is suspended 2 games by the NFL. So last time we talked about Reuben Foster, we were talking about how his girlfriend was caught lying about him beating her up. And we were wondering, well, what's going to happen next for Reuben? So now we kind of got an idea of what's happening next. The NFL on Tuesday suspended 49ers linebacker Reuben Foster without pay for the first 2 games of the next season in connection with 2 off-the-field incidents. Foster was fined, though details were not disclosed. Foster's running with law enforcement includes an arrest for marijuana possession in Alabama in January and a weapons charge that was related to a since-recanted domestic violence allegation by his then-girlfriend in February. I accept the league's decision, and I'm sorry that my mistakes have hurt my team, Foster said in a statement released by the team. Hell, that's better than you being kicked out of the league and really hurting your team in the long, long run and your career. I have a responsibility to the 49ers, our fans, and our community, and I am committed to learning from this situation and making better choices in the future. The support I have received over the last 5 months has been humbling, and I do not take it for granted. So these are things that Reuben Foster is saying about his situation. Foster will miss the 49ers season opener at Minnesota and the home opener against Detroit. He's eligible to return to the active roster on September 17th, although he can participate in all of the 49ers' preseason practices and games. And see, that ain't that bad. That's really not that bad. So it could have been worse. Like, it really could have been absolutely worse for Reuben Foster. And it wasn't. So, yeah, man, I'm glad it's better. I'm glad it didn't turn out fucked up for Reuben. Let me just say that. Our organization understands and supports the league's decision, General Manager John Lynch said in his team statement. Although we are disappointed that Reuben will not be with our team for the first 2 games of the season, we will continue to work with him on making better decisions and eliminating unnecessary distractions. We are encouraged to see Reuben take responsibility for his mistakes and hopeful that he has learned from them as well. The gun charge was part of Foster's February arrest, which 2 felony domestic violence charges were dropped. His ex-girlfriend, Elissa Ennis, testified in April that she lied about Foster abusing her. And I went in on her ass in my weekly rant. Yes, I did, because I did a weekly rant possibly on Ruby. So I did one for her ass. Goddamn Elissa. What kind of name is that? Citing inconsistencies in Ennis's account, Santa Clara County Superior Court Judge, Nona Kippen ordered the case dismissed. The credibility of Ms. Ennis is the critical factor, the judge said at the time. Santa Clara County District Attorney Jeffrey Rosen strongly objected to the judge's decision. We are disappointed because the evidence demonstrated that Mr. Foster seriously hurt his girlfriend, Rosen said in a statement after the dismissal. Shut up, boy. Shut up. Shut up, Rosen. During Foster's arrest in Los Gatos, police found a large SIG Sauer 158 rifle on the bathroom floor. The gun was legally purchased in Alabama, but is illegal in California. Foster's misdemeanor marijuana possession charge stemming from his arrest in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, was dismissed in May after he paid a court cost of $1,000 bail bond fee and completed a pretrial diversion program. Tuscaloosa County District Attorney Hayes Webb said at the time that Foster's diversion program included substance abuse classes and several months of clean drug screening results. Foster, who was 24, was taken by the 49ers in the first round, 31st overall pick of the 2017 draft, and was injured in week one of the rookie season, set out six of the next seven games. In his November 5th return, he had 13 tackles against Arizona, despite only playing 10 games. He finished the season as the 49ers' second-leading tackler with 59, trailing Dante Jackson with 68. That's horrible, though. Well, not horrible for Reuben Foster. Reuben Foster is a baller, but that's horrible for that 49ers overall leading tackler who played all the games at 68. God damn, son. But, yeah, man, Reuben, I'm glad it's better. Reuben, I hope you stay out of trouble. You do need to get some better friends and people around you. And, you know, kind of let's do it like that, because you can't go around fucking your life up, man. You can't go around. You really can't. You can't go around fucking your life up and just doing all types of stuff and just trying to think that there's no accountability. I'm not saying that you were doing that, but I'm just putting that out there. So I'm glad that Ruben's life or his football career is not over or even taken from him temporarily. He's only suspended 2 games. Leave crazy people alone. Learn the rules and the laws of the states that you're in. And yeah, leave that crazy stuff alone. So, Reuben Foster. But you know, just know, Reuben, if you mess up, I got a weekly rant for you. Not just you, but all a whole bunch of other folk. I got this weekly rant for you. You feel me? I got this weekly rant for you. If you want to be stupid. So let's move on. It's so hard to say goodbye to Cam Chancellor. And no prayer to see tomorrow. And forever gone away. And it's so hard to say goodbye to Cam Chancellor. And now, I'm just playing. Right. So Cam Chancellor has announced his retirement from the NFL after 8 seasons. Chancellor, who was 30, played in just 9 games last season and suffered a serious nerve injury to his neck last November. In January, head coach Pete Carroll told reporters that Chancellor would have a hard time if he made a return to playing football. Chancellor was set to undergo MRI testing recently. So this is a statement from Cam Chancellor on his retirement. So, my last chance. I always prayed to God and told myself that I would play this game of football until the wheels fell off. Well, the wheels didn't fall off, but God has given me a sign that I just can't ignore. I played through all types of bruises and injuries at a high level, but this one I just can't ignore. When the doctors told me what was going on in November, I could feel my heart drop to my stomach. The stiffness in my neck and the images I saw had me at one of my lowest points as a man, because football is all I knew outside of serving the Lord. Which is sad. We got to make sure we introduce more into our children's lives, man. That statement should not. Think, he just said football is the only thing that he knew outside of serving the Lord. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. You have to start introducing our youth to more than just goddamn sports. To walk away from the game by choice is one thing. To walk away from the game because of risk of paralysis is another. And paralysis ain't that serious, so you walk away. My final test showed no healing. I put all my blood, sweat, and tears into this game, on the field, off the field, pouring to my teammates, coaches, opponents, friends, family, and so many more. God has blessed me with an amazing opportunity to show the world my gifts. He has given me and my heart to love everyone and everything. Not everyone and everything has loved me back, but through the grace of God, I have been able to see the good in all and forgive what needs to be forgiven and continue to love anyway. If it weren't for everybody God placed upon me on this journey, I wouldn't have been the man or ball player I am today. I've learned so many valuable lessons that I can take with me on the next journey. How to use them, I don't know yet, but I will wait for his instructions. Love is the center of all. LOB for life, so that's Legion of Boom for life. I live by the golden rules, Galatians 5:14. It has helped me touch a massive amount of people, and I pray that they touch a massive amount of people with the love that was given to them. We're all brothers and sisters through Christ, and we're all called to work together. Let's not forget that. Forgive, forget, let go, and live on. Love our brothers and sisters. Thank you again for all the support and love from everyone all over. Good or bad, it's all received with love. Time for the next chapter. Lord, take the wheel. P.S. Pray for you, boy. I have no clue how these head injuries will go after the game. What I do know is God is stronger. Peace and love. Hallelujah. Reverend Pettigrew. Cam, my son, let me place my hand unto thine heart to say that thee shall move on away from the game of football and to life as a non-football player. Amen. Amen. And the time that you have used in the NFL to raise yourself as a man and an athlete shall help to propel you into a prosperous future, my brother. See, God works in mysterious ways, and God will uplift and empower you to use the knowledge and the experience of a professional NFL football player to teach the youth and others who are interested in either the football journey or any journey that they so happen to choose to embark upon, my brother. You can use your abilities and your experience to help to guide them to the future, my brother. So God does work in mysterious ways, but God will hold on to you, my brother. He will harbor you in his heart and bless you in your future endeavors, my brother. Let the church say amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 My brother, Cam Chancellor. I wish you much success. And Cam Chancellor was a baller. He was. He hit people real hard. So we wanna make sure we show some love. Everybody put your hands together, Cam Chancellor, in my face for real.
Michael Rowe, you're both offshore. Hallelujah. Michael Rowe, you're both offshore. Hallelujah. Michael Rowe, you're both offshore. Hallelujah.
It's one time for Cam Chancellor. I look to see you in the future doing something in sports. I don't know if he Hall of Fame. I don't know if he had a Hall of Fame career, but he was a baller. He was definitely one of the best safeties in the game. Can I say he had a Hall of Fame career? I don't know. I check his stats. I don't know. But off top of my head, I can't say that, but he was a baller anyway. And Reverend Pettigrew sends his blessing. I ultimately send my blessings, my brother. All right, so talk about Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens announced on his Twitter account Tuesday that he will make his football pro Hall of Fame, his Pro Football Hall of Fame induction speech at his alma mater, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga on August 4th. The former wide receiver had previously announced that he would not attend the Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony in Canton, Ohio, scheduled for the same day. Yes! After giving it much thought, I have realized just how much I want to celebrate what will inevitably be the best weekend of my life at a place that means so much to me, he said in his statement. Inevitably. As many of you know, this is T.O.'s, this is what he posted. As many of you know, I'm foregoing the Pro Football Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Canton. After giving it much thought, I have realized just how much I want to celebrate what will inevitably be the best weekend of my life at a place that means so much to me. I have decided to give my Hall of Fame speech at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga and McKenzie Arena on Saturday, August 4th. The event, which is free and open to the public, starts at 3:17 p.m. I'm proud to be a mock. And I'm honored to be able to share this experience with my family, friends, teammates, and fans at the place that provided me with an opportunity beyond high school and where I truly begin to find myself as an athlete. Thank you to everyone who has supported my celebration decision. I look forward to seeing you all in Chattanooga. Get your popcorn ready. Get your popcorn ready. See you in Chattanooga. See you in Chattanooga. Get your popcorn ready. He will give his speech, you know, at 3:17 p.m. In Chattanooga. So a lot of people are mad at this. A lot of people have a problem with T.O. giving his Hall of Fame speech there instead of, you know, in the regular Hall of Fame in Canton with everybody else. I know Shannon Sharp has expressed his disdain and some other people. Hey, man, I mean, shit, I like civil disability. I do. T.O. don't necessarily owe the Hall of Fame this. T.O. don't owe the writers. I mean, the man who, like T.O. should have been in the Hall of Fame because his numbers, because he deserved to be in it. He don't have to kiss nobody's ass to be a part of the Hall of Fame. He deserved to be a part of the Hall of Fame because his numbers. He put the numbers up. And you writers and stuff, man, I mean, y'all some bitches, man. The writers, the Hall of Fame writers and all of y'all old fuckers, man. Y'all be all being y'all feelings and stuff. He hurt my feelings. He didn't do what I wanted them to do, man. Y'all, because y'all be fucking with people's careers and all. It's always down to people. I think they should be changed. People who had not played a down professional football should not be the ones who are voting. These people are the main voters for the Hall of Fame. That's just what I feel. Even though they created, fuck it, take it from them. Well, people just stop showing up. Fuck them. But I like what T.O. is doing. I mean, I kind of do. I mean, what else did you expect from T.O.? Are you really expected T.O. to now, like, cower and say, you know what? I'm going to just do different. I'm going to comply with you all. I'm going to do everything you guys want me to do. Nah, man, T.O., first of all, T.O., the one main reason T.O. is doing this because he wasn't first ballot, which he should have been. He felt slighted for being first ballot, which I don't blame him. T.O. should be first ballot Hall of Fame. You can't name three wide receivers in the history of the NFL that's better than Terrell Owens. And I'm going to say that again. You cannot name three wide receivers in the history of the NFL that are better than Terrell Owens. You can't. Can't name three. And so the fact that, you know, T.O. is feeling like, man, y'all some bitches, man, because, I mean, y'all didn't make me first ballot. You didn't make him first ballot, so like, fuck y'all, and go on about this business, and he's going to do his thing on his own terms. I'm not mad at it. I am not mad at it at all. T.O., I think, I mean, you've been doing stuff like this. Keep being who you are. You're a Hall of Famer. You're one of the greatest football players of all time, one of the greatest receivers of all time. A lot of people don't like it, but who cares? Who cares? Shannon Sharp, I know you've been trying to get him to come around, and nah, but fuck it. Save your words. Save your words. Save your words. How about you players go down there and support T.O.? How about that? Because if I could get there, I would go. If I could get there, I'd go check it out. But, yeah, man, I mean, that's how I go down. When you don't conform, you a troublemaker. You're the problem when you don't conform. Now, I'm not saying T.O. is right or wrong. I'm just saying I like what he's doing. It's neither a right nor wrong thing for me. I just like what's being done. I just like the disobedience. I just like the in-your-faceness about it. I just like the big fuck you that he have going to the – that he's doing to the NFL and the Hall of Fame. Just a huge fuck you. I truly enjoy that, and – yeah, that's what it is for me. I truly enjoy that. I truly enjoy that. So, yeah. T.O., one time for you. Most shouts out to you and best of luck to you in your endeavors moving forward. And I know people don't like it, but who cares? Who cares? So, weekly rant. Time for our weekly rant. All right, so we're ranting on your boy. Jim Jordan. Former athletes say Jim Jordan knew about sexual abuse at Ohio State when he was an assistant wrestling coach there years ago, but did nothing. Representative, a Republican of Ohio, hasn't backed down in the face of allegations. He ignored the sexual abuse of athletes and students by a former team doctor during his tenure as the assistant coach of the Ohio State's wrestling team from 86 to 94. Jim Jordan knew about little boys. Allegedly, Jim Jordan knew about these young men getting molested and did nothing about it. It's false. I never knew, never heard of, never was told of any kind of abuse. Jordan told Fox News, Brett Baer, on Friday, if I had been, I would have dealt with it. Yeah. We would have dealt with it if we knew if anything happened, he continued. At least five men have come forward to accuse Dr. Richard Strauss, a former team doctor at Ohio State who killed himself in 2005, of molesting them, and said Jordan was aware of the misconduct. One wrestler, Mike DiSabatio, said he knew Jordan was aware because it was something the athletes regularly discussed, mainly with nervous banter, locker room banter. Conversations in the locker room are a lot different than allegations of abuse or reported abuse, told us Jordan responded, seemingly to imply that if he did hear anything in that venue, it wasn't to be taken seriously, or he was drawing a distinction between how he would be expected to respond in the locker room and the formal report. Well, I think you just told on yourself, Jordan, because that's the same thing the players are saying, that you didn't take the shit serious. And you are an adult who is responsible for those upon you. I don't care if somebody playing about, if somebody having a joke about sexual assault, you investigate. So you kind of told on yourself a little bit with your dumb ass. Jordan, a powerful House conservative, has influential defenders in his corner, including House Freedom Caucus Chair Mark Meadows and President Donald Trump, who we know Donald Trump is a sexual predator. So that's not helping to have the pussy grabber in your corner. Oh yeah. My homeboy that got my back, the pussy grabber, Donald Trump, the sexual predator, the one who go around just kissing women in the mouth because he wants to and grabbing pussy because he feel like. That's my homeboy, and he got my back. They're rallying around him as he considers making the run to replace retired Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Jim Jordan is one of the most outstanding people I've met since I've been in Washington, Trump said. Well, we know what that means. I believe him 100%. No question in my mind. I believe Jim Jordan 100%. He's an outstanding man. Right. The same way we believe, Trump, that you are a sexual predator. So if you believe him, then we believe that Jim Jordan is a sexual predator. Fuck you, Jim Jordan. You were a sexual predator. You knew what was going on. You know those allegations. You know about the allegations and stuff, Jim Jordan. Stop lying. You know about that shit. But the Ohio Republican is under increasing pressure as more details emerge about the alleged sexual misconduct at Ohio State. According to a report in Politico, where one former wrestling coach referred to the men's facility used by the team, a cesspool of deviancy. What happened at Ohio State? Multiple men have come forward with allegations of sexual misconduct against Richard Strauss, a doctor at Ohio State University dating back to the 1970s. Damn, Richard Strauss, you worse than Ohio State boy. You've been molesting little boys since the 70s. One wrestler suggested that Strauss, who killed himself in 2005, could have molested as many as 2,000 athletes during his 20-year tenure, a horrifying legacy reminiscent of Larry Nassar at Michigan State. Right. Penn State. Penn State, dude. The sick motherfuckers from Penn State and Joe Paterno, sick motherfuckers. All y'all some sick motherfuckers. But some people close to the wrestling team during Jordan's tenure told Politico that the sexual misconduct went even further than Strauss's alleged crimes. A half dozen ex-wrestlers told Politico they were regularly harassed in their training facility by sexually aggressive men who attended university or worked there. The voyeurs would masturbate while watching the wrestlers shower or sit in the sauna or engage in sexual acts in the areas where the athletes trained, the former wrestler said. Man, we would have been in that bitch fighting. We'd have been, pull your meat out and try to beat off while I'm in there taking a shot. We'd be in that bitch fighting. I'm hitting you in your head with a motherfucking chair. Hey, I would have blew that bitch all the way up. You going to beat your meat while I'm taking a shower? You nasty bitch, man. Man, Jim Jordan knew what was going on. Come on, man. Come on, man. Y'all beating y'all meat in the shower while people take, come on, man. Coaching my athletes in Larkins Hall was one of the most difficult things I ever did, a former wrestling coach who worked with Jordan told Politico. It was a cesspool of deviancy. And that's a whole other story that no one is addressed. One unnamed wrestler also said that he witnessed Jordan yelling at a gawker to get out of the sauna, though Jordan's office denied the account. What did Jordan know? Jordan has denied having any knowledge of Strauss's alleged abuse and has accused those who say otherwise of carrying a vendetta against him. But the athletes who have come forward say he definitely knew what was going on. You sick bitch. Dinyasha Yates, a wrestler at Ohio State in 1993, told Politico that he told Jordan about Strauss's behavior and asked him and Russ Heckelson, the former wrestling coach, to come to the doctor with him because he didn't want to be fondled. For him to say he didn't know, I asked him to come with me. Yates said Jordan's office denied the account, and Heckelson said he didn't remember it. Sean Daly, another former wrestler, told NBC News that he was groped a half a dozen times by Strauss but didn't tell Jordan about it at the time because he was too embarrassed. But he said Jordan was present for conversations about Strauss and that it was very common knowledge in the locker room that if you went to Dr. Strauss for anything, you would have to pull your pants down. Dr. Strauss would have got his motherfucking ass. So none of y'all thought to beat his ass. So nobody thought to beat Strauss's ass. Fuck you and your death straw. You a sick motherfucker. I hope some raccoons have dug your bones up and pissed on them. Fuck you, you dead. Your life was shit. Your life was nothing. Fuck you and everybody around you and everybody who supported you and everybody who was in you. Straws, you sick motherfucker. Fuck you, Jim Jordan. You sick cracker bitches. Like, what's up with college athletics and sexual harassment? Why do a number of my weekly rants end up being about sexual misconduct from both men and women? Men and women are being sexually harassed. They're being molested and raped and all these things. And it's the cult. America and athletics, America and American athletics have a culture of sexual violence. Jim Jordan and Strauss, you sick bitches. Both of you, Jim Jordan and Strauss, I fuck you, Strauss. I don't give a fuck about you being dead. I dig you up and piss in your motherfucking face. I beat your ass. I dig your bones up and break all the motherfuckers out. Steamroll your shit, you sick bitch. Fuck you, and fuck you, your life and your death, you sick motherfucker. And fuck you, Jim Jordan, too, for being an accomplice. Goddamn. So Jim Jordan is the Joe Paterno to Strauss's what's that cracker name? Not Molesky, not Stanansky. You know who I'm talking about from Penn State though. Y'all know who I'm talking about, the dude who's molesting people at Penn State. I don't know why I can't think of his name right now. But man, this is some sick shit. This is some shit, some sick shit. Like, wow, really, really, Strauss and Jim Jordan, Strauss and Jim Jordan, really, that's what y'all do. So for 20 years, you walk in the locker room holding your dick, because Strauss walk in the locker room with his dick hard, with a whole bunch of boys in the locker room talking about he going to fuck something, talking about he trying to, him and his homeboy, Strauss and Jim Jordan probably had bets to see how many times Strauss can dip his tip in somebody or something like that. You see, I bet you Strauss and Jim Jordan was keeping count and having conversations. Strauss would call him up. Just got my ass. Just ate some ass. Just, you know, old boy who won the wrestling tournament? Just ate his ass. And Jim Jordan sitting around masturbating while Strauss telling him that shit. Allegedly. All of this stuff allegedly is happening. You some sick bitches. And it's amazing how people really overlook this shit. Like, they encourage this shit. They are accomplices to this sick, molesting, twisted, diabolical shit that you crazy motherfuckers like to do. Y'all, something wrong with men and something wrong with people in America. Men in America, women in America. What's wrong with white culture in America? Some of these things that this European white culture that produces so much violence, because that's the dominant culture in America. So if it's the dominant culture in America, we got to call it out. But that don't mean we ain't getting – I don't mean we overlooking Jim Jordan, bitch ass. I don't mean we overlooking Strauss's sick motherfucking ass. Y'all some sick bitches. Y'all whole families should be – y'all whole family is probably full of shit anyway. Y'all – but they should be ashamed of you motherfuckers. Y'all kids probably ain't shit. Oh, that's another thing. Have they touched their own kids? Who else have they been touching? Have they been touching family members? Have they been touching friends and stuff like this? Have they been touching their own kids? Was Strauss fucking his own kids? Is Jim Jordan sitting around watching his kids get molested by other people? Who knows what's going on? We don't know what's going on. What's all this crazy shit that's happening, man? All this shit is speculation. All this shit, like, the fuck, man? Jim Jordan, nah, man, I ain't know nobody would get the fuck because I'm trying to be president. I'm trying to be down the Speaker of the House or whatever the fuck and chill with Donald Trump, bitch ass, who we know is on record of being a sexual predator. So it's like, bro, it ain't looking too good if you go out and you recruit a sexual predator to be like, hey, man, nah, my dog straight. My dog, nah, dog. I back up on my dog. My dog straight. Trump is a sexual predator. We all know Trump is a sexual predator. We all know Trump about that fuck shit. We all know Trump is a hoe. We all know that about Trump. We all know that. But this is the motherfucker in your corner, though. Jim Jordan. Strauss. Strauss, you think you getting off because you died in 2005. Nobody give a fuck about you dying in 2005. We'll dig your bitch ass up and beat your motherfucking ass. We'll beat your kids' ass. All the descendants of Strauss need their ass whooped. fucking Jim Jordan. Fuck ass Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan, you's a whole bitch. You's a whole bitch. You ain't shit, Jim Jordan. And I hope you get what's coming for you. Hope you get everything that's coming to you. And they fuck you up in prison. I hope you go to prison and they fuck you up in prison. That was some sick bitches, man. Wow. I wonder how many more schools and stories and things we're going to find out. We're going to learn about over the time where young men and young women get molested. Like, how many more shits are we going to learn about? We should, like, when you find these shits out in these towns, like, full-on witch hunt should happen. Like, lynch mobs should go after these people and just fuck them up. Like, burn their house down and fill their gas tank up with piss and stuff like that. Man, you sick bitches, man. I hope all you motherfuckers have a fucked up life and get sexually transmitted diseases that eat your genitals off and eat your brain matters and only leave the reptilian brain intact in your brain to have you just walking around shitting and pissing on yourself doing stupid shit, you sick motherfuckers. Fuck y'all. And that, my friends, is my weekly rant. Fuck you, Jim Jordan. Fuck you, Strauss. And everybody else. Wow, that's crazy, man. It's crazy. I'm Joseph Ward. This is the Fix Spot Sports Podcast. That's my weekly rant right here on the Freedom Train Network, www.freedomtrainradio.com. Make sure you check us out. Hey, remember, our app, the Freedom Train Network app is live now in the Google Play Store. It is live. It is live. It's a free app. Go check it out. Go download the app. That way you get all of the content that comes from the Freedom Train Network in one space. So go download our app. And we have live streaming on the app. That way you can tune in to the shows and get the live streaming on the app. Live streaming and the Freedom Train Network app, which is available in the Google Play Store now. Go get it, 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 go get it. Hey, man, two fingers in the air like a player, because, you know, I got to get the hell up out of here. Peace. www.freedomtrainradio.com. I'm Joseph Ward. I'm out.
I am the greatest.
I call the president. President, we need a National Guard. We need as many men as you can spare, because we are killing the Patriots. So call the dogs off. Send the National Guard, please. They need emergency help.
That ball hit hard. Stretch. Austin Jackson back looks up. You can put it on the board. Yes. Back to back, Jack. And it is 4-1.
Rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm